Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Constitution, bribing cops, and new frogs. It's on the way in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What you got over there?
Hey, a rare copy of the U.S. Constitution sold for $9 million at auction. The document, sold by Brunk Auctions, had only been recently discovered stashed away in a filing cabinet in a home that was once owned by Samuel Johnston.
No, let's not clean that place very often.
Yeah, because he was the governor of North Carolina from 1787 to 1789.
Whoa.
The copy was printed after the Constitutional Convention finished drafting the proposed framework of the nation's government in 1787, and is one of only 100 copies printed by Charles Thompson, Secretary of the Continental Congress at the time. Only 8 are still known to exist, and the other 7 are publicly owned. What happened to this document between Thompson's signature in 2022 is not really known. A watermark 1776 first draft of the Articles of Confederation went for $1 million at the same auction.
Whoa.
$9 million. What, now it's in private hands. What would you do with that?
Hey, you want to go down in the basement, see my copy of the Constitution?
Right?
Sure.
Yeah, where do you keep it?
Yeah, there it is.
Know.
All right.
You got to...
What if you spill marinara sauce on it or something?
Yeah. A coffee ring?
Holy hell.
That's hey, don't put it there. That's where John Hancock emphasized the cock part of his name. I love that.
Why did he underline just that syllable?
Hey, yeah, that rascal. That rascal. He thinks he's got a big Hancock. I get it.
My name's a dick joke. That's right.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Do you think they teased him even back then?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I think so. I don't know.
You think? I don't know.
I'll spend all my money in insurance. It's all right. Go ahead. Laugh it up, you guys. Go ahead.
Authorities in Oregon seized a drug-filled bag that was printed with the words, "Definitely not a bag full of drugs."
That's funny.
Portland Police Bureau said officers stopped a man and a woman driving a stolen car in southeast Portland and conducted a search of the vehicle. Inside, they allegedly found cash, firearms, scales, and a bag that had definitely not a bag full of drugs printed on it. And, of course, it had drugs inside. They were taken into custody.
Huh.
Boy, someone loved their label maker. Well, I've got to try it out.
Well, you know how this
was a Boris
first...
and Natasha?
I know, right?
You get a label maker, you're going to want to use it for everything. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
They are addicting.
That's...
This one, wait a second. This bag's marked bribe money for the police. That is so stupid.
Right?
Why would anybody do that?
Would you ever try to bribe a police officer?
No. What would the occasion be?
Just another...
Yeah, you just didn't want a ticket or whatever. You're like, how about I just give you $50?
Just another reason I'm not a police officer.
I
walk into a room with a table full of money. All of it's not getting turned in.
Let's just start there. Yeah. We would have no business being officers at all.
My dad tried to once. There was a group of kids that got into trouble. And my dad saw that I know these kids. And so he pulled over. And he knew two of the kids. He didn't know the other two kids. And so he told the cop, he goes, I'll give you $100 for those two. And he goes, it's too far gone. And he acknowledged, he was like, I get it, but I can't.
It's so funny.
Yeah, but he just tried. He's like, I know these kids' parents. I'll give you $100 for those two.
For the hooks.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Don't try to bribe a police.
He stuck around and drove him home.
That was nice.
Yeah. Isn't even attempting to bribe a police officer against the law?
No, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Sure.
A teenager in Germany is making headlines for his unusual hobby.
Oh, a teen got...
this story.
It ties in everything we're talking about.
This is the worst.
A Kinderdalt. Now, what would German be? A teenager?
A teenager in German? Kinderdalt, I like that.
That sounds wrong.
Kinderschlot.
What? No,
what?
That's way wrong.
That's way wrong. Yeah.
He is snitching on parking offenders to the police.
Oh, my God.
As a job?
18-year-old Nicholas Matai rides his bike and takes pictures of illegally parked cars and sends the pics to the local authorities.
He's a rat.
Yeah, he is. Oh. He initially started in his hometown of whatever the hell that word is.
Just try.
But expanded his haunts across the nation.
Give it a shot.
Grafenhaschendie.
That's wrong. Not even close.
Grafenhaschendie.
Let's let Pat try.
Grafenhaschendie.
What? Are we on the air?
Grafenhaschendie.
Are we on the air?
Grafenhainischen.
I was close.
That's close.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. That
put
may
some
be
schwitz
it.
On it.
Grafenhainischen.
Local media reports
Why
the teen.
Why are you saying it like that?
Grafenhainischen.
Who calls himself reporting master, which in German is.
Burger? Something burger?
This is a rough one.
German, it is Eisengagenhaftmeister.
It's so long.
It is so long.
Look at that.
Oh, they love
it. You know, I want to be called that.
It's a beautiful German language.
Wow.
An Eigenhaftmeister.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Yeah, that's it. Do it again.
Yes.
So this guy, he's taking pictures of.
Of illegally parked cars. He's written over 4,000 police reports last year, resulting in a total of $154,227 in collected fines.
This kid's
going
to get his ass beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's his nickname.
Easy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Assen Holen Tattler.
Very good.
It was better than I thought it would be.
Much
better. Josh, Mr. Matai has sometimes been met with violence for his efforts, but he claims he's doing a civic duty.
Oh, this is the guy that goes, Miss Grundy, you forgot to give us our homework assignment for the weekend.
Yeah, this is silly. What a dork.
Do you play parking roulette?
What do you mean, parking roulette?
I go to the same coffee place every day.
Yeah, we know.
And it's the place you got to pay to park.
Oh.
Oh. That sounds so annoying.
So
the
question is,
to park to get out and get coffee?
Don't you have the app?
Yeah, the app's not
but
always.
But you go to the meter.
Anywho.
You go to the meter and there's still time on it?
No. Do you want to do the app thing, or just want to go in and see if you can get away?
I'll risk the $20 ticket if I don't have time. Because that's how much it costs. Yeah.
So this is a meter situation.
How many times have you been caught? Yeah.
Only once.
No, and they didn't write you the ticket because they knew who you were.
Tom bribes police officers.
Does he?
With his face.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
It's kind of a nice challenge.
That is a fun challenge, yeah. A little thrill.
Yeah?
You know, can I go in there for 10 minutes? Can I go in there for 10 minutes? You know, get... Mm-hmm.
Is this you talking to the policeman?
No. They have all those numbered meters.
Sure.
And often the radar and I don't know what's going on. It doesn't work right away. So what the hell? I'm going to take a chance and go in. And it just makes it that much more dangerous.
Yeah, you scan the area for the meter maid and just dash in.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
I don't know how to do that, but I know how to just use the app. It takes 2 seconds. You pull up.
What do you call a male meter maid?
A meter maid?
Meter man?
Would it be a meterman?
Meterman.
Meterman.
You know, there's an app. Is there an app in San Francisco that you can sell your parking space? If you know you're leaving, you can put it up on.
Probably.
Put it on an app and
like
go,
sublease?
This location is, I'm going to be leaving here. And then you give them a couple bucks for telling you about the space, and then you leave when they show up.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much are the parking spaces?
If it's worth
San Francisco, probably a lot.
Hard to come by, too. Yeah.
Wow. What else you got, Christy?
An international team of researchers has discovered 7 new species of tree frogs in Madagascar.
Oh, okay.
Seven.
The frogs all make a high-pitched whistling call that sounds like something from Star Trek, according to this story. The newly discovered species emit special bird-like whistling sounds known as advertisement calls.
Okay, I'm going to play this.
And the frogs whistle?
The last time I played this, you got really mad.
Oh, this from yesterday. No, don't play it.
I'm going to play it real low.
Okay.
Here we go.
Whoa.
Ow, that does sound like Star Trek.
It does.
A type of self-promotion that may communicate.
It hurts my ears.
I really enjoy it.
Suitability as a mate to females. Well, I hope the female is deaf. No, I'm just kidding. That would be awful.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, the calls reminded researchers of the whistle-like sound effects used in the Star Trek series, which fans have known as the so-called Botswain Whistle and a device called the Tricorder. Research leader Professor Miguel Vences says that's why we named the frogs after Kirk, Picard, Sisko, Janeway, Archer, Berman.
We get it. You're a dork.
Yeah. Up to our necks and dorks. Got it.
Apparently some of the most iconic captains from the sci-fi series. I know Picard and Kirk. That's the only two I know. What did I miss?
Damn it, Jim. I'm a frog, not a phaser. Get your hands off me.
I think Janeway's Kate Mulgrew, right? I think...
You're a nerd.
Archer, Burnham, and Pike.
Pike was the first captain before Kirk.
Oh, is he the guy that was just the head in one of the episodes?
Yes.
He rolled around in a small freezer.
Right, yeah, something odd, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Time now to move forward here.
Hell.
It's our history lesson.
History in the world of history.
Time now for our history lesson in the world of history.
Just so loud.
You complained when Ace did it.
You know what? No, you guys? I'm sorry. Ace, will you do your impression of chicken?
Okay, this isn't... I don't have a button for that. That bank.
That's, there it is.
Well, somehow you just...
You mean that one?
It's literally the first button.
You mean the first button?
It's the first
one. All right, we get it.
Knock it off.
Tom?
Let's do some birthdays.
Please?
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Oh, it's sticky. Okay.
It's going to be a lot stickier when
semen
all over your face.
Shut your hole.
To 1926, the birthday of the great Chuck Berry. If you know much about him,
you don't want to know a lot about
his middle name was a Dingle.
Oh, is he the glass table guy?
No, that was Danny Thomas.
He was of a similar ilk.
Okay. Yeah.
He liked to record people in the bathroom, apparently.
Apparently a dump chuck was the... he inspired a lot of people. Elvis, R. Kelly, Gary Glitter. The man was a genius. Happy birthday, George C. Scott.
One of my favorite actors.
That's a sentence. George C. Scott.
Scott?
Scott, run. George C. Scott.
You haven't
Chick
seen...
Chick C. Josh.
If you haven't seen him in Dr. Strangelove, what's your problem? What are you even doing? Go watch it now.
Or he's great in the movie Hardcore.
Yes.
No, he's...
Starring Big Dick Black.
Go watch.
It's all right.
Starring who?
Big Dick Black.
The Changeling for Halloween.
Y'all said it.
The Changeling.
It's very good.
Happy birthday to Peter Boyle.
Another great actor.
From Young Frankenstein.
You he could hear it.
Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah. Oh.
And of course, everybody loves Raymond. Peter Boyle.
Sometimes Peter Bake. Sometimes Peter Fry.
That's George C. Scott, Peter Boyle.
Peter
Stephen Fry.
Peter Microwave.
Stephen Fry, Peter Boyle.
What are you trying to do?
Names that are sentences. Oh, that's the second one.
Well, stop.
We had to see George, he can see Scott, and now Peter can Boyle.
Peter Boyle, Stephen Fry, and Peter Cook.
Chick Wine.
Dudley Moore.
Okay. Oh, I'm not going to do that one. Happy
All right,
birthday.
Which one didn't you do?
Yeah,
that
I hear
that
one.
You think nobody knows anything about it.
Lee Oswald.
Everybody knows Lee Oswald.
What's wrong with that?
He did the world a favor. Huh?
His nickname in high school, ironically, was Patsy.
What? Patsy Oswalt?
It's a reference to the movie JFK and the ridiculous theory of...
He was a Patsy.
No, absolutely. The
slightest bit of research.
Happy birthday, 1939, Mike Ditka. A lot of big fans of Mr. Ditka.
Yeah.
The 85 Bears. Was it the 85 Bears?
He's head coach. That's right.
The famous... Yeah. Who was saying that the Super Bowl Shuffle was a good song?
85.
I liked it. And Ace liked it.
Yeah.
It came out in 85.
Energy to it?
Yeah.
It was a big hit. Sure.
Okay. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, that was Jean-Claude Keighley.
Great actor.
He was a skier, wasn't he?
Great actor.
What's your favorite Van Damme movie?
That's Steven Seagal.
Oh, that's one where he beats up somebody? Oh,
how about the Time Cop?
Oh, you like Time Cop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody redid Time Cop, didn't they? And it was better? What was it?
I don't know.
Was it Schwarzenegger?
Nope. Yes.
Excuse me for trying to start a conversation with a fellow human being.
Well, it was exciting, whatever it was.
No, it's okay.
Happy birthday, Lindsey Vonn.
Man, whatever.
The great skier.
Yeah. King prick.
Happy birthday, one of your favorites, Christy Lee. A very fine actor, Zac Efron.
Yes. I just saw him in a movie with Nicole Kidman. But
is that the remake of Time Cop?
It's not good.
Not good?
No.
Okay, here's a good one for you. 1952, on this date, the 18th of October, the first issue ever of Mad Magazine.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. For my influence, so many people.
We wouldn't have...
And more, blah, blah, blah. That pullout was genius.
Are you guys making fun of our boss?
No.
Was it a horror magazine in the beginning?
Tales to Drive You Mad.
No, but it was part of the EC family. The
horror magazines?
Yeah.
Okay. That's horror.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we
thanks.
Got that. Yeah.
Now, this, of course, is the most important one. In 1961, Miss Hooker.
Yeah.
It's quiz time. Take your finger out of your mouth and stop eyeing me.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Will you quit trying to seduce Tom Griswold?
Nobody saw that coming.
All right.
That would have
The film adaptation of West Side Story was released on this date in 1961.
I know.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
All prints were burned.
Ready? Who played Maria? This is the easy one.
An easy one, and I can't remember.
Her name's a sentence, actually.
It is?
Her nickname was Drift.
Natalie Wood.
Oh, Natalie Wood.
Ironically, Wood floats.
Natalie Wood.
We're monsters.
Wood floats.
Luckily, no one's hearing
that.
Wood floats, Natalie don't.
No.
You know who played Tony?
No.
Riff.
Who would know this?
Bernardo?
I don't know.
The only person in the room that knows this is you.
It was Kevin. See you Monday.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.